Hi, this is Ted with Tagami.com. Here's a snippet from one of the breakthrough sessions that took place on October 7th, 2005 at Web 2.1 Brain Jam, which took place in San Francisco at the KRON Studios.
So I'm Cal Henson. I'm lead developer at Flickr, now acquired by Yahoo. I started at Flickr back almost 2 years ago now when we first started building it in Canada, in Vancouver. So we were the company was called Ludicorp. We were building a web-based massively multiplayer game. And for various reasons, we decided to do a little spin-off project on side where we would do massively multiplayer photo sharing. Kind of like started off as a real-time application for share photos. Like a flash interface and a real-time back-end thing where you would have kind of instant message-like conversations with people, only you could drag photos into it and they'd appear on the user's desktops and stuff like that. And from there, Flickr evolved into something completely different, where you put photos on web pages instead of in a real-time environment. And there was social networking, and there was tagging, and that's all the Web 2.0 stuff nowadays. I see Web 2.0 and 2.01, if such thing exists, as a few things. I mean, most people say it's centered around people, but I think it's a lot of it is about, instead of primary data, about metadata, and allowing people to get, everyone to get data in and out of systems, so collaborative metadata, allowing people to add data to other people's data, you know, finding new ways to search for stuff. Search is the wrong word, but ways to cut through the collection of everything to look at things, so the whole tagging thing and interesting time-based interfaces to information, being able to get back to stuff by time or by different axes, cutting through data, the ability to get data in and out of systems, not just in the way which the original creator intended, but, you know, through open APIs and open protocols, so that other people can start taking data from existing applications and combining it in new and interesting ways.
So it can be anywhere. It doesn't need to be on one host. The idea is if we're all using a common language or common APIs or whatever,
yep,
then you should be able to find it regardless of where it resides.
Yeah, kind of, and you should be whatever you're format. Building in, you should be able to pull in other people's data and work with it and interact with other people's applications. So that's why we have a big set of open APIs for Flickr, so people build whole applications on top of it using Flickr at the back end for storing data.
But with Yahoo's acquisition of Oddpost and they're rolling that out, and that's an Ajax application, I mean, that is definitely Web 2.0 technology. So,
yeah, so the really interesting thing about Oddpost, or I forget what the real release name for it is. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say what the one I know is. Yahoo Mail 2.0, probably. Right. So the real interesting thing is the client's all Ajax and very lovely, but it's built on a SOAP API, which will be, by its nature, open, because the browser has to communicate with it. Anybody can look and see how it works and build any application they want on top of it.
Right.
So it's perhaps not released on purpose, but reluctantly the Yahoo have to release an open API for it.
But the same way that we've seen Google Maps, people take that and extend that, we're going to see that happening to Yahoo Mail.
Yep.
I mean, all sorts of extensions of that.
And it's going to be happening to lots of Yahoo properties, I think, over the next kind of few months and next year or so.
That's
so
great. I mean, because it seems to me like the business shift in Web 2.0 has been understanding that it's okay to let go of some of the control and let go of the ownership of the content. And, you know, so while these technologies, you know, we have Web 2.0 technologies, I think there's also I guess you can call it business 2.0 shift from content owners understanding how to do that.
Larger companies letting go of being content creators and content keepers and more content aggregators. And so they're kind of the large companies are now running the trust and relationship systems and the difficult parts of actually storing data for people, letting other people, you know, create and find it in interesting ways.
Absolutely. That's great.